You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day, everybody. The time is now. You want your voice heard. You don't like the idea of billionaire overlords. You think maybe it isn't such a good idea that corruption seems to now govern our electoral processes, that money is speech and corporations aren't people. You like fairly drawn legislative maps, you know, so that voters pick their representatives and not the other way around. You believe that women should have a right to bodily autonomy. You just generally might think that Elon Musk is running roughshod over veterans and folks on Social Security, Medicare and Medicare, Medicaid, all of that in the balance today in one form or another. We have a packed show for you this afternoon. There is going to be plenty of time for you to sound off if you have been a voter today, if you have feedback about whether or not you're getting in and out of your polling places. Are there big lines? We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I would be remiss if I did not start with my thanks to my colleagues here at Civic Media. Had a little bit of vacation, folks. Back in the chair today, but my thanks to John and Gordy, Dan Schaefer, Jim Santel, of course, Calvin on the boards, Jamie Martinson, my senior producer, helping shepherd all of those fabulous guest hosts over the last week and a couple of extra days. But to kick it off this afternoon on Election Day, I could think of no finer guest than Mr. Mandela Barnes, former lieutenant governor, friend of mine, friend of each and every one of yours. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Mandela. Good to see you today.
It is always good to see you. Happy to be back. Thank you for having me. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day, Wisconsin. Let's show who's boss here, and it's not Elon Musk. How are you feeling about the election today, Mandela? Are you excited? I'm pretty excited. I'm feeling positive. What is your mood this afternoon?
I'm positive, but it's a cautious positivity.
Yes.
Because we haven't seen this amount of spending before. It is the first big election or first election since Donald Trump was elected back in November. So we're talking about, you know, just over 60 days post him being sworn into office for a second time and the destruction and the chaos that he's caused. I do look at this as a referendum. And what gives me this cautious positivity is the fact that the race shouldn't be this close.
Right.
This should be a landslide election, and all things equal, if, you know, we weren't dealing with this insane amount of spending, they probably would be equal, or we would actually be in a place where the polling reflected the true feelings and thoughts of people here in Wisconsin.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it is in part a referendum on these, again, turning the reins of government over to billionaires. And I don't mean just Elon Musk. It's the billionaire cabinet of Donald Trump. The last time I checked, billionaires don't really know what it's like for regular Americans. And I think ensuring that we have a Supreme Court that's not simply going to do Donald Trump's bidding, but that approaches cases fairly and objectively, gives litigants a fair hearing, is so essential to help restore some trust in government. So much happening today. Mandela, did you early vote or did you go into a polling place today?
So I early voted. I went to vote Saturday because I knew today was going to get a little hectic.
Yes.
Which it did get very hectic. I'm actually not even in Wisconsin right now. I'm in New York at the moment. I'm going to be on cable news a little bit later today, talking about the stakes of this election and hopefully talking about a very positive outcome.
Indeed, sir. Much good luck wishes for your appearance. I think it's so important to hear from folks like you. We saw again in this election cycle, I'm going to call it, this isn't the Swift voting, I'm going to call it the Mandela-ing that apparently Republicans now do. Again, in your race, I think leaning into people's racism, some of their implicit racial biases, darkening of your face, and some of your opponents' ads. We saw the same thing happening with Susan Crawford, despite legislation in the state of Wisconsin that is supposed to prohibit that or at least require the disclosure of the use of AI to manipulate images. Your thoughts on not just the money in this campaign, but the tenor of the campaign, the partisanship in this campaign, and also some of what I'm going to call dirty tricks employed by Schimmel and Schimmel supporters.
Yeah, well, we're talking about people who don't play by the rules anymore, and it's because it feels as if they don't have to. Law and order is not in place in this country right now. Not only do we have Donald Trump as president, who was convicted of multiple felonies, but not only do we have the January 6th rioters who've been pardoned for their crimes, not only do we see this consistent theme of lawlessness, of course, it's not going to stop at election integrity right now. Of course, people are going to, use the most sleazy campaign tactics. And they'll figure out how to deal with the consequences later if they have to do that at all. And this is what happens when you have so much money being poured into political campaigns. And you mentioned, the influence of billionaires in our government. And this has been a case for been the case for a long time. This isn't a new thing. But when more people with these insane amounts of wealth decide that this is just their next frontier, then it is the people, working people in this country, working people in the state of Wisconsin, who end up having to pay the price because they end up getting manipulated by these false campaign ads about, by these completely dishonest and unethical tactics.
Yeah, I personally, I was out of state for a little bit over a week, and I did not miss watching the campaign ads and the misrepresentations coming from Brad Schimmel's camp, as well as the PACs supporting him. Mandela, as you think about what tomorrow may portend, what are you most hopeful for, as well as what are you most concerned about, given the way the two outcomes that we may be looking at in the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin?
Well, I'm hopeful that we come out of this thing. I'm hoping that we emerge victorious because it will show that the people have more power than the world's most powerful unelected billionaire. And it will show that the people won't be fooled. It'll show that people truly understand what's at stake and are really ready and willing to fight for their rights. And obviously, when I say the cautiously part, just because the best candidate doesn't always win when it's this amount of money. My own race, I
Your own
wouldn't have lost if
race.
I wouldn't have lost if I wasn't outspent by $26 million. I'll tell you that much right now. And the people here in Wisconsin, the people in Wisconsin are deserving of so much more than a democracy that's bought and paid for, which is no democracy at all.
Yeah, I really think it's shocking how Brad Schimmel has made no bones about the fact that he's simply going to be an errand boy for Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Cal, let's take a cut 14 and let's take a listen if you got it.
Donald Trump doesn't do this by himself. There has to be a support network around him. And that, they filed over 70 lawsuits against him since he took the oath of office barely a month ago. Over 70 lawsuits to try to stop almost every single thing he's doing because they don't want him to get a win. They're so desperate for him to not get a win that they won't let America have a win. That's what they're doing. And the only way we're going to stop that is if the courts stop it. That's the only place to stop this lawfare. And
I'll ask for your reaction. I just wanted to give you mine. As an attorney, listening to someone who is a candidate for the highest judicial office in the state, basically pledging political fealty to an individual, right? Not just the idea of an administration or a set of conservative versus liberal principles. Not that. Saying, I'm here to be Donald Trump's support network. The job of the courts is to do Donald Trump's bidding is so deeply disturbing to me as an attorney. It's an abrogation of the first and most important, the most primary oath of any justice, which is to take cases as they come before that court, to not prejudge them, to not view yourself as an arm of a particular politician or political party. Your reaction to these I'm just going to call it insane words from candidate Schimmel.
Well, I'll tell you, the stage has been set. There is no path to ascending in conservative politics without ascribing to not the politics of Donald Trump, but the person Donald Trump as an individual. It is one of the wildest things I've ever seen, especially as a political persuasion that prides itself off masculinity, prides itself off of all these other virtues, and there is literally one tact to being a member of this party, and that is doing whatever Donald Trump says. And that's not, not even to be gendered about this. That I don't think there's anything manly about that.
Yes, indeed. Folks, we've got former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes with us to kick off this special Election Day Maggie Dawn show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you go vote today, folks? Was the polling place busy? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And I want to address, before we take care of a little business here, Mandela, this whataboutism, this doctrine of false equivalency that I hear from conservatives very frequently. And that is, when faced with the facts that Elon Musk has spent north of $20 million, one man in one race, I hear, well, George Soros donated money. The scale here, ladies and gentlemen, is not comparable. George Soros's total donations to the Crawford campaign or related organizations, south of $2 million. That ain't 20, right? It's just not comparable. Oh, yeah. And George Soros isn't trying to destroy the VA, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid under some guise of efficiency. That's bogus. More with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and you, 855-752-4842, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Back with more in just a moment. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Sweet dreams are made of your vote. It is April 1st. Make your voice count. Get out there and vote. Call a couple friends. Make sure everybody you know is getting their vote and their voice counted. If you don't know where your polling place is, you need to confirm registration. You want to know what exactly is on your ballot? Go to myvote.wi.gov. Get it done today. As long as you are in line by 8 p.m., you will get to vote. If there is a big line, don't worry about it. Just stay in the line, get there before 8, and you will get to vote. You want to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've got former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joining me and you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mandela, again, thanks for making time. I know today is insane for you. So much happening this afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about what is at risk, is built into the vote today when it comes to, frankly, everyone, not just a woman's ability to control her body, but everyone's healthcare freedoms. Let's listen to a little bit of sound. This is going to be cut number three, Cal, if you can play it.
There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find that.
The abortion case and or cases are going to be before Judge Schimmel. It is a per se violation of judicial ethics election rules for him to prejudge a case that he knows he is going to have to preside over. Mandela, what is your message to women in the state of Wisconsin and men who love women? Men who might have had a woman as a mother, might have a woman as a sister, a friend, a spouse. What do you think's on the line, not just for Wisconsin women, but again, more broadly, when we talk about our most fundamental freedoms?
Well, perpetually, it's our democracy. And
yes.
I'm going to tie this all together because democracy means we have an ability to make decisions as they relate to our own government. And if you can make decisions related to your own government, the assumption is that you should be able to make decisions about your own body. And this does not stop at abortion. I've been saying this since my own campaign, once we had to deal with the fall of Roe. This is about rights in general, what a person can and can't do. And if the right to an abortion can be attacked on religious grounds, and that attack on religious basis can be upheld by a Supreme Court, then that opens the door to so many other infringements on our personal rights and freedoms. And I am not interested in living that sort of way. I'm a Christian myself, and I don't feel like dealing with this because there's so many other reasons and so many other items of priority that our government should be taking a moment to address. And in order to maintain control, that pushes us further and further away from a democracy. Again, this is a mix of everything bad. It is not just authoritarianism. This is an oligarchy as well as religious order in a country that should experience and should practice pluralism.
Folks, that is former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. You've got a question for Mandela or I, a comment about what you're observing in the polls. Give us a buzz, 855-752-4842. We've got one such caller, Jim from Brookfield. Say greetings to our former Lieutenant Governor. What you got for us this afternoon, Jim?
Greetings, both Mandela and Maggie. Mandela, I feel very bad about how your election ended up. I think you just ran out of time. You finished very strong. I just wish you had more support from the national DNC. So I feel just sick about that, but I think you're a very good candidate and wish you all the best. Maggie, I just wanted to share with you, I mentioned this on Todd's show, and he referenced or referred me to you, the legal expert or the attorney. I went to give my daughter's absentee ballots to drop it off in person at the city clerk in the city of Brookfield this morning. She's a freshman up at University of Minnesota, so we got it from her this weekend, drove down, we had it. And I was nicely informed that, if it's not your ballot, you cannot drop it off in person. You have to mail it. And so fortunately, I did go directly across the street to the Brookfield Post Office, met a very nice postal worker there who said, well, you know, we'll postmark it today. We do have a box going over there. We'll see, you know, do all we can to get it over across the street. There's no guarantees, but we'll do all we can. I was appreciative. But my question is, you know, was that legitimate? And how crazy is that with an absentee ballot that was sealed, signed by a witness, right there where the address is to the city clerk, you know, to drop it up by 8 p.m. on election day, that they would not accept it because it was not my ballot. Well, why would somebody, if it's their ballot, need to stand there on election day, you know, with an absentee ballot? They would just go vote. And I just think that's an unnecessary hurdle, and I wanted to hear your take on that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I will look up during our next break to get the exact law correct. But remember, the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard and then upheld the use of absentee drop boxes. If a drop box is good, I don't understand what the problem is there. But let's look at the meta for just a moment. And then, Mandela, I'd love your reactions to this from a high-level perspective. Here is the meta. In other words, the big picture here. Every single time a Republican says something about election integrity, what they mean is suppressing the votes of elderly folks, black and brown folks, and students. That's what the code word is. Every bit of election litigation that has been brought by conservatives or conservative-affiliated groups in the state of Wisconsin has simply and only been designed to make it more difficult. That constitutional amendment that you see on your ballot today, I say vote no. What is it trying to do? Make it more difficult for people to vote. Why do you want it to be more difficult for people to vote? Because demographically, you look at black and brown folks, people that are more liberal leaning, we have grown as a percentage of the population. The only way conservatives win elections is through corruption, money, and speech, and by gaming the system to suppress the voice and votes of folks just like you. Mandela, your thoughts on Jim's comment.
Well, for sure. And then the goal is to always make it more difficult for people to vote, because if you base this either on trend lines of population, or if you even base it on people's support or lack thereof of the ideas that they propose, the only way they can continue to win is when fewer people have access, or people feeling as if it is going to be an extra chore burden for them to show up to vote.
Because they've made it so damn difficult. Folks, stand for election integrity. And by that, I mean ensuring that every single one of you has your voices heard. So glad to have his voice with us this afternoon. Thanks for your time, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. We're going to go back to the phones after these brief messages. Want to hear from you. What's it looking like out there at the polling places? 855-752-4842. We'll hear from L.A. Tom next, and each and every one of you right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on this very special election day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day, and it is a doozy, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps the fate of whether or not, as Wisconsinites, we are going to have elected representatives that are incentivized to compromise, to actually represent the will of the voters, to do what is best, not just for their supporters, but for their entirety of their constituencies, is on the ballot today. A woman's right to choose on the ballot today. I'm going to also say corruption and governmental transparency and accountability also on the ballot today. Standing on the right side of those issues, in this commentator's opinion, is candidate Susan Crawford, a current Dane County Circuit Court judge. The man who is her opponent, standing on the wrong side of absolutely all of those issues, the shameless shill, otherwise known as Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel. We may think that we are the center of the universe today, and in many ways we are here in Wisconsin, but there is another extraordinarily important hallmark case that is, election that is happening in the state of Florida. Now, there are two special elections going on in the state of Florida for members of the House of Representatives. One is to fill the seat vacated by disgraced Republican Trump supporter Matt Gaetz. You know, the guy who maybe paid women that had not quite yet reached the age of majority for sex. You know, that guy. Matt Gaetz, his seat is open for a special election. But perhaps the one that everybody is watching incredibly intently is the race to replace Mike Walls, who's now part of Donald Trump's cabinet. The Dem running to replace Mr. Walls, again, in the House for the state of Florida, is a Democrat by the name of Josh Weil. He is a math teacher, public school teacher. This is a district that was won by Donald Trump, I believe, plus 20. It is now in play. If that tells you how dissatisfied, you know, maybe some people that might be receiving Social Security checks, maybe a handful of veterans in the state of Florida might be, with the billionaire overlords taking a hatchet to their benefits with seemingly no concern over the impact. So we're going to watch that election very closely as well. I bring this up because breaking news, it all comes together just within the last 10 minutes. Trump's national security advisor, this is Mr. Michael Walls, former congressman of Florida. Michael Walls and staff used personal Gmail accounts for government communications. Do y'all remember when they absolutely lost their mind about Hillary Clinton doing the same thing? This is sort of the ongoing, what I'm going to call, signal gate that continues to explode. Again, if it wasn't so disastrously threatening to our national security, the sheer gross incompetence here would be comical. The fact that it puts American soldiers' lives at risk, that it is a national security violation, that they're lying about these breaches on a near daily basis makes it all the more concerning and worrying. But again, just that breaking news. Yeah, Gmail, that feels real secure. I'm sure Russian hackers can't get a hold of your Gmail account, for crying out loud. How ridiculous. I want to hear from you all. What are you seeing out there in the polls? What do you want to share today? I've been away for a little bit. Missed you all very much. So glad to be back with Cal on the board. Got Jamie, my senior producer, helping me out today. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We heard from, I believe it was Al from Madison. He was first in line at his polling place on the east side of Madison this morning. There's a long line already when Al got there that formed behind him. They opened up right at 7 a.m. Big line. Great to hear that. Al from Madison even sent a picture. I love photos. You want to send me your thoughts, your impressions, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to the phones here. Tom from LA, you've been very patient, sir. How are you? And what are you feeling this big election day here in Wisconsin?
Oh, hey, Maggie. Well, I'll tell you what, we the people ultimately are the government. And today is the day that we prove it. You know, you can go to every rally, you can do everything there is to do, but if you don't show up to vote, then, you know, then you're not doing what you need to do as a citizen. And, you know, the thing we have to remember is if the Republicans are spewing it, the Republicans in power, then they're doing it. That's just the bottom line of who they are. It's class projection.
It is.
But that's the way it is. But, you know what waste is, Maggie? You know, they talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. Waste is spending over $100 million on a Supreme Court race in Wisconsin.
Amen, brother.
If you guys out there want to get money out of politics, vote for Susan Crawford. If you want to continue to have money in politics and have this type of disaster, not only here in Wisconsin, but throughout the whole country, then go ahead and vote for the BS candidate, because that's what he is. He's full of BS. And when you see his name on your ballot, just remember Brad Schimmel stands for BS. He BS's you, he lies to you, and he will do whatever he can to fulfill Donald Trump's wishes, desires, and hopes that he has.
Yes.
And you want someone that works for you.
For us. We the people. 100%, Tom. 100%.
Absolutely. So everybody get out and vote. Remember, Wisconsin has same-day voter registration and voting. So if you have anybody, or if you have voted already yourself, make sure you pick out five people. Maybe you have touched or influenced their life in some way, and get them out to the polls if they're not going to vote. It's so important. And it's not just important for Wisconsin, but it really is important for the whole nation.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thanks so much. That's Tom from LA. You can join us, 855-752-4842. Conservatives, veterans, first-time callers, and women, go to the front of the line. I'll take you first. Wisconsin is not for sale to the highest bidder. Our votes are not for sale. We want people that believe that voting is a precious right that should be preserved and protected by fighting the corrupting influence of money in politics. That is who we want. Brad Schimmel is never going to be a warrior fighting corruption in politics. He is going to enable and lean into that. He is going to be Trump's bag man, just like he proudly congratulated himself for being Scott Walker's bag man back when he was attorney general of the state, just as he proudly helped dismantle unions in this state. We don't want bag men and women. We want jurists. We want objective, fair individuals. We've got one such new caller, Amy from Verona. So happy to see you on my caller lines. Good afternoon. What do you have to share with us today?
Hi, Maggie Dawn. Love your show. This is my second time calling in, so thank you for taking my call. I just have a couple of quick questions for you. One is Brad Schimmel aware that he hired a convicted felon to cut a radio ad for him? He hired Donald Trump. And number two, isn't there fairness in advertising in Wisconsin where if you play a Republican ad, you have to then play a Democrat ad? Is there no parity where that's concerned? Because I was listening to the radio at work today and somebody had it tuned to a particular station and all I heard was this 47, you know, filling for Schill.
Barrage of ads. Amy, great question. Let's talk about that first. So there was a doctrine called the equal time rule that deals with actual on-air content. Don't worry, Ronald Reagan got rid of that because why should we have any balance required on our media platforms? No, that went away under Ronald Reagan. What we do have is a requirement that ad time that is purchased in support of a candidate that outlets will, if the opposing candidate also wants to do an ad buy, there is a requirement to provide them that access. It gets a little complicated, but that's the general gist of that. That's why here on this network, you will hear ads in support of Brad Schimmel right alongside ads in support of Judge Susan Crawford. We abide by those rules. I can't speak to any of the other outlets you may have been listening to, Amy, but I appreciate your call. Over the break, I promised a little follow-up on the question of can you or can someone deliver a different person's absentee ballot? Here is the answer to this. Under the Voting Rights Act, any Wisconsin voter who requires assistance with mailing or delivering their absentee ballot to the municipal clerk because of a disability must be permitted to do so. If you are delivering someone's absentee ballot because that person is disabled, you must be permitted to do so. Municipal clerks do not and cannot require you to show proof of that elector's disability. Here is what can happen. They can ask you, are you the voter that's turning in the absentee ballot for this person? And you would say no. And then they can ask you, are you delivering the voter's ballot? Because the voter has determined that they require assistance returning their ballot due to their disability. If you answer yes, they can then ask you, are you someone other than the voter's employer, an agent of that employer, or an officer agent of the voter's union? They don't want unions and employers sort of strong-arming their employees or union members to voting. And as long as you say that you are not one of those individuals, an employer, union member, or agent of the employer or union, that clerk has to take the ballot. Again, you can return someone's ballot for them if that person is unable to return their absentee ballot due to a disability. They have to say, you have to confirm that you are doing so because of a disability. That was a case that came down in 2022. Again, you have an absentee voter that cannot turn in their ballot due to a disability. You go to do that for them. As long as you confirm that to the municipal clerk, they must take the ballot. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Hello, my friend. How are you? And how are you feeling this election day?
Oh, I'm guardedly optimistic that it just and I actually looked up for the post office, and the post office used to, back in the old days, there used to be multiple deliveries a day.
Yes.
I mean, that in, especially in big cities, I think they changed that overall like back in the 1950s. I think it ended in New York City in the 90s. But there's no reason the Brookfield Post Office can say, yep, we're going to deliver all these, you know, ballots go into the communities, you know, to where they're counting the votes today. I mean, that they should have made a point of doing that. And maybe that's one thing the post office should still be doing, is especially when we're more reliant on mail-in ballots. And for Scott Jensen to maintain is something that's being so honest and all this. I brought this one up before, but when he gave Scott Jensen that sweetheart deal,
yes,
reducing three felonies down to a misdemeanor so he could continue to be a lobbyist, if Brad Schimmel has taken one nickel ever from Scott Jensen, either prior to or subsequent to that election, that should have been considered a bribe to buy himself a, you know, buy himself a sweetheart deal. I mean,
The sweetheart deals, it's the Shameless Show, also known as Brad Schimmel, the author of the sweetheart deals for donors. I mean, he did it as a district attorney in Waukesha County, gave a guy a very sweetheart deal, plea recommendation. Oh, turns out the guy's lawyer maxed out his donation to Schimmel's AG campaign. Ooh. A little convenient, isn't that? Now he's going out there welcoming Elon Musk's money into the race. How corrupt is that? Saying he'll get on his knee pads to solicit money from anybody. Again, saying he'll be Donald Trump's support network. This is not objective. This is not a judicial temperament that we Wisconsinites want to see on our highest court. It's simply shameless shilling. Folks, I got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to come back with you. Text lines, lighten up. Get in on the action here. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join this great conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got a bit of breaking news I'll share with you when we come back. A big movement by Mike Johnson to try to prevent some legislation from moving forward was defeated moments ago. We'll discuss next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day. All things election, all afternoon long. I got a very special guest coming up at the top of the hour. You're not going to want to miss it. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly, OBGYN extraordinaire candidate, former candidate for Congress. Can't wait to get her thoughts on this one. Here is the breaking news that I promised to share with you. I'm going to call her a lightning rod for controversy. New GOP House of Representatives member Anna Paulina Luna has introduced a bill requiring a parental leave for members of Congress, not requiring just the leave, but permitting them to vote by proxy, i.e. not be in the physical chamber when they are on a parental leave after they or their spouse has a baby. For whatever gosh darn reason that I can't quite figure out, Mike Johnson and the MAGA trolls in Congress are like, this is a terrible idea. Even though a bunch of them themselves have voted by proxy when they needed to, there has been no consistent position from the MAGA party, from the MAGA cult on this. And this bill from, again, GOP Representative Anna Paulina Luna has gotten broad bipartisan support. Speaker Mike Johnson, Donald Trump's henchman in the House, tried to kill it. And Representative Luna went through what is called a discharge petition to force the bill to the floor to get a vote. Most folks think it will pass if it comes to a full vote on the floor of the House of Representatives. Just a few minutes ago, that attempt by Speaker Mike Johnson to kill the discharge petition has failed. That is failed. That means this bill will get a vote in the House. Nine Republicans have broken ranks. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I see the cracks forming. Let the water rush into them and split the MAGA party wide open. Nine Republicans refuse to line up with Speaker Mike Johnson's anti-family crusade to make it harder for an increasingly diverse membership in Congress to be able to vote by proxy. Here were the nine Republicans breaking with the MAGA cult, voting to permit proxy voting by, in essence, when members of Congress have to take a leave of absence. This is on the House side. The Senate is yet to adopt or consider similar rules. These were the nine Republicans: Luna herself, Burchett, Kiley, LaLotta, Van Drew, Miller, Lawler, Stoib, and McKenzie. Note, not a one of Wisconsin's MAGA contingent in the House of Representatives helping to make our Congress people able to represent us, you know, even if they happen to be parents. Really important stuff going on here. We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Ted from Appleton. Good afternoon, sir. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Yeah, well, first of all, I voted last week early. And, of course, I voted for Susan after I met her. And but when I hear the advertisement, the endorsement from you-know-what piece of you-know.
Yes.
Can't the radio station put a disclaimer on what he's saying? Because we are a civil media. And he's not civil at the way he's attacking Susan Crawford.
Yeah, it's a great question, Ted. I'm just going to zoom way out here. One of the things that has been a constant frustration for me as a consumer of media is the inability of interviewers and media writ large to real-time fact check, right? Like, now Republicans will refuse to do debates where they're real-time fact-checked by the debate moderators. That's a gosh darn shame. I don't think there's nearly enough fact-checking that goes on with political advertisements. I get asked every political season, Maggie, how can they lie in these ads and not get sued for false advertising or slander? That's a good gosh darn question. I think most of the time what they do is they cite to quasi-news articles or some other source, which they then, you know, maybe by accident or maybe kind of on purpose, don't themselves fact check as a fig leaf of reasonableness of why they can say the things that they say. This is all part of what I'm going to just term the information sewer. While I was on vacation, I watched a fascinating, though dated, Netflix documentary. And it was called something like How My Dad Got Brainwashed or something like that. And it tracked not just the documentary filmmaker's father's increased consumption of Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh, and then his exclusive consumption of media through either Fox News, Rush, or Alex Jones, and the fact that it led him to this really angry angry place where he could not have even conversations with members of his family, threw people out of his house. It went through not just him, but a whole gamut of people. Here's the reality. If you only get information from sources that have absolutely no intention to consistently tell you the truth, you are being subjected to brainwashing, to mind manipulation. If you cannot engage in the detailed factual debates on important public policy issues, if the only thing you know is the talking point off of Fox, you have been sold a bill of goods. You are getting conned. We always try to do better here on Civic Media. Got a great guest coming up next. We'll continue this important Election Day discussion in just a few moments. News, weather, and sports are next. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley to talk about the stakes of this election for our most fundamental freedoms. Join us after the top of the hour. We'll be back in just a moment.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.